Okay, so we were at the top of Kuf Hey, and what would be Mishnah Yud in the Mishnayot, the middle of the Mishnayot here, in the Yerushalmi, and the Mishnah here is dealing with the burning of Truma Tmeya. So in general, Truma Tahora can be used in one of three ways: eating, drinking, or anointing. Anointing that Hana of the Guf is comparable to Achila in many ways, and Sicha Kishtia is one of those major sugya that compares these two. And we saw similar things in Shvid as well. And the eighth parak, if you remember. However, you're not allowed to burn it because that would be a destruction. And as we know, you can't destroy Truma. What you can do it was burn Truma Tmeya. And then the Kohen can get benefit from it. The Israel can't get benefit from it. Now, is that Doraita? Is that Derabanan? So that's a Machloket Rishonim. If you look at the Rash right here, well, actually not here in Mishnah Tet, but in this general category. So some assume that it's only Derabanan, and therefore that's why, as we'll see a little bit later, it's sometimes waived. Others think that it is Doraita, similar to Achila. And that is how Rabbeinu Tam is quoted there in the Rash and in Tosfos Yevamot Samachvav. Says Amar Rabbeinu Tam, "Danot kili asirik shnasin bishvili Yisrael kigon achila," but that it's also the way achila is. So it's fundamentally also interesting. The Rambam doesn't note it, and Rechaim Kanievsky points that out in Trumot, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph. Okay, so Madlikin Shem and Shreif of Vatei Knesset, you can burn it in Shul, Vatei Midrashot, Vora Afelin. Again, this is where we're going to come back to. Obviously, if you think that's Derabanan, so you can waive it. That's Rabbeinu Tam's position. Sorry, that's the Rash's position. We're going to see how the Rabbeinu Tam's going to deal with that. But let's at least get some of the basics down. In dark alleyways, even though they're Yisraelim there, and for sick people, Birshut Kohen, well, with, what is Rishut? So let's say while the Kohen is present in his domain, because the Kohen's getting Hana'ah, and he's getting a secondary Hana'ah. And we'll see that not all of these are going to be the same. Now, most Rishonim assume that Rashut here means in the domain of. However, the Rambam takes it, the way it normally is, as Rashut, as in permission or authority, with the authority of. Actually, and he says, Ratzolom Rashi Yarshik Lanu. The Rosh Cirilio takes this take this position as well at the end of the Mishnah. Vidya Shalavritona, we'll get to that case, but again, we'll see which of these makes sense as we go through the Gemara. Bat Yisrael Shanisit LaKohen. If you have a Bat Yisrael who marries a Kohen, so now she's allowed to get on Avi, and she goes and visits her father regularly. Avia Madlik Birshuta. So the father can light a lamp of Truma while she's present. Is that while she's present, or is that right with her permission? Now the why exactly is he doing it? Why isn't she doing it? So Rechaim Kanievsky is Medayik. That it's regila lavo it's HLV you have a urcha the milk on knockout. What din in Bob back right after to be Luda Madlik af terem boa. Came in Jodea to regila lavo, have it like a Madlik of Rav, in turn, loch ushema lo tavo. Become welcome, Yadla got some of his man to regila lavo. It's medaic from here that the father can light even before the daughter actually comes. He might have to approximate when she normally comes, but he doesn't have to wait for her actually to show up. Madlik in Rebbe Hamishke, you can light at a party. Um, presumably where there's a Kohanim present at this party. Avalo beveta evel, but not as a house of mourning, and we'll see why. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Eva, Avalo, Vena Mishra, he flips it, and we'll see why. Rameir, Osher, Mekan, Mekan, Rishimon, Matar, Mekan, Mekan, Mekan. Rameir says no to both, Rishimon says yes to both. So now the Gemara comments on the Mishnah's rule that if Yisrael accepts responsibility for the return of an animal, its value of an animal, so he can't feed it vetch of truma because now it's like it's his. So minayin the parato shel kohen shet shumei Yisrael. How do you know that a kohen's cow that's given with this evaluation, where he's responsible and therefore somewhat the owner to Yisrael, sheino machila b'truma, that he can't eat truma tamalomer of a kohen ki kinen nefesh kinyan kaspo, has to be owned. And at this point, it's not fully owned by the Kohen, right? As the Rashi says, "Dimnenzo meta kaspo hu dinenas yotzu dimnen nesev Yisrael nenzo." The fact that you wouldn't be responsible for it, some level, removes his ownership, and therefore, it's somewhat the Israel's. It's not really. Now the Marfulda disagrees. And he says, "No, what are you talking about? This isn't an explanation of the mission. This is arguing." He says, "Matnito pliga brayta zod matin amra filu kashine lo yachilena." Because right, our brayta, the mission says he can't even do kashine. Oh, the brayta zod mashma vol kohen jisham bar mitzral filu betruma machi lena. That the other direction, kohen from Yisrael, can. Marka bar apogle do truma chovayu asurin lachil v'lo marbin and kashine shuma brachal Yisrael kohen. He thinks the brayta thinks it's also in both directions. So Talmud Lomar Nefesh. Shum, I thought you can't treat veg. Talmud Lomar Nefesh. So this includes animals too, meaning that Bikaron, a Kohen, can feed it, right? It needs to prove that. Right? Because, yeah, you can't treat them human food because that would be a degradation, but in principle, they can eat truma. So veg, they can eat. Now, this may not be a real drush, so the Rosh Aurelio was, the Rosh Mishans assumes that it is in Asmachta, because, and that comes back to the question we discussed, is whether Vetch is going to be Chayiv Midoraita or not. So, Itanaitan, Yachal, Otochal, Bekarshin, Vetiltan, you might have thought that you can't feed an animal Vetch or fenugreek, so it says you can. So, Bchizge, Berbiurmia, Bibchia, Bashem, Yochanan, Litkan Tilton, don't mention fenugreek here, Tilton Vartara, because that is human food, and therefore, in fact, it can't be given to animals, because the only reason we're made killed by vetch is because it's animal food. Now, there are other implications by fenugreek. Is it animal food as well? That's what it implies in Meiser Sheni. Now, the notion that fenugreek is chayiv might support the broader understanding of what's chayiv in Shemot and Maestro, but that goes to discussions we've talked about, because again, you could always say that this is Derabanan, etc. Fine. The Kohen Shisham Parah Mishal. So if a Kohen appraises the cow before borrowing from Yisrael, he can give it, right? Because now he's sort of the owner. So Lochein Tani, so how do we know Minayin the Kohen Shekon Evin? Uli Yisrael boshu tafut, that if a Kohen buys a slave and Yisrael is a partner, a few echon meabo, even a hundredth, sheino machil betruma, tamalom of a Kohen ki ikne. So that implies, unlike what we've been saying, that it has to be exclusively belonging to Kohen. And here, right, we're clearly saying that that's not true. We talk about, you know, certain things that are not full ownership, but nevertheless are enough either to allow or to prevent the animal from eating truma. So doesn't this go against our Mishnah? So Tani Bar Kapara. Echad. In turn, Kapara Echad Zu. In both cases, Lo Tochal Truma, that it can eat. The Bnei Moshe has a slightly different formulation, but again, similar issues here. So, at any rate, what you see is that, right, there seems to be an explicit machloket. The Pnei Moshe, again, says it's a question on the Mishnah. And in fact, notes a braita that supports that, right? So again, it comes to the same point that the braita argues in the Mishnah creates problems for the Mishnah. Okay, so then the Gemara continues. A madlik in German sorry about the kinesi ravate midrasho. So Shimon bar Baba Shimon Rabbi Yochanan keni matnita. That's what the Mishnah says. Val gabei acholim b'shut kohen hamatnita kadmaita filo shelo b'shut kohen. But the first three cases, the shul, the Beit Midrash, and the alleyways, even with the kohen not present. Okay, how do we deal with this? So those are public space. So why is that? Okay, so according to Rashi, this is the holiest, there's only Drabbanan. So for the Tzibor, we simply waive it. Tzibor is different. If, however, you think that it is all right, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's compared, right, that just like there's a Isra and Achila by Truma Tehora, so the Isra and Hanaf, and this in Truma Temeah. So how do you deal with it? In fact, the Rashi argues that this Yerushalmi is itself a raya against the notion that the Isra is all right. So I think the simplest answer is what's suggested by several Achronim is no. The whole, it's not that this is a waving of the Yeser. It's simply that because of the chalos shame of Tzibor, which we've talked about before, it's a much more prosaic issue here, which is that there's likely a coin around. Right? So the Aruch HaShulchan Adid first starts off and he says, possibility one is that this supports the Rash. Whole thing's Rabbanan. Venirli, Delada Tosu, Jaigan Spor Rabinu Tam, the Ochi Perusho, the Bechulin Sarach Ladad Beverur Shesham Kohen. Avopelein Sarach Bevada Yesham Kohen. You don't need no Bevada. O Yavar Akon Dechsham, Kevin de Rabim, Bokim Bok, because people are there. Now, Divrei Rambam, Shamashma, feel Lekon going Bever Mutar, Ochli Shadod, the Rabbanan. Now he says, the Rambam, in fact, doesn't need to know for sure that we're going there. Now that makes sense if you think that this is derabbanan. But again, you could just say that it's rather the issue here is that is that we assume that there is a Kohen, or there will be a Kohen, or something like that, and that obviously, right, it creates the heter without just saying it's a special kula derabbanan. And I should know that Rechaim Kanievsky, if you look in Zion, in Tet Zion, notes that Rabbeinu Tam himself is not so clear that it's right in some places. He does say it's explicitly derabbanan. And he notes that some of the Rishonim distinguish in different cases between Achilat Behema and Hanashil Kilui. Right, so it is more complicated than we've said that it's just right or Derabbanan, and whether Rabbeinu Tam really is the paradigm as is saying he also notes there that you could just say that it's solved by kavana, right? That if you have the kavana for the kohen, so then it's mutter. Even if you also have kavana for Yisrael, right? Again, you know, there's a lot of work to be done to really flesh out the details of this. But obviously we can't go through the entire sugya.
Right, continuing. So, Tani about Rabbi Chia. The
Mishnah had said that you can also use it when you're visiting the sick. So, Bikur Achola Ein Loshir. So, once we do this, we turn to the discussion of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Now, Bikur Cholim is a fascinating mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvot that on the one hand, as the Rambam puts in the Rambam writes in Perek Yudalet Hilchot Avel, that midoraita. It's a kiyum v'atal reich kamocha, but it's also a mitzvah dirabbanan. Others think that specifically. Right, so others think that it's a kim of alchta bedrachav, But some count as independent mitzvah. The smak in mitzvah memvav counts milat chasadim as a mitzvah, but in mitzvah memzayin he has bikur cholim, the reim in reish chaf also does. And the truth is that the Gemara in the Bavli in the Darim lamatenu mitbet does seem to quote a separate text from Korach, right? Because Moshe says about Korach that if these people die like everybody else. And he says, what does that mean? That other people get to be sick first and people can visit them, which might imply that it's a separate mitzvah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, also seems to quote a separate value to it, that if someone goes, he removes the 60th of the person's illness. And in general, then we'll go to the Gemara, right? There are three rationales for the mitzvah that are outlined in Rishonim. One is to provide emotional support for the sick person. The second is to physically help him and take care of him. And the third is to daven for him. The Ramban actually seems to center on this one, Torah Adam. And these are all quoted by the Tur. So, Tani Rebbe Chia Bikur Achola in Lo Shiur. There is no amount for this. Now, what does that mean? So if you look at the Mefarshim here, they have different explanations. Mar Fulda says, no, heged bein bayom v'layla. It applies day and night, like Torah v'gida bayom v'layla. The Pnei Moshe says, I feel come bayom v'yom. It could do it even multiple times a day. I feel gadol like talkatan. There's also a qualitative component that's even a great person visits a lesser person. That's based on the Gemara in the Darim Lametet. Amru Chia Barad, Amatid Amran Kain. And the Mishnah says that Valgabe Acholim Bishut Kohen, that you can light this Tamei Truma by Echole. And the Chiddush, as it understands it, even if the Kohen already visited, you can light again because there is no limit to the mitzvah. So now we move to the case where we say that you can get hana'a if your daughter, Eshet Kohen, is present. So, Yirmi Abai Kumi Rabbi Zeira. Ad Kidom B'Truma Shanafalom Beit Avi Imo Kohen. So here we're dealing with Truma that the Yisrael inherited from his maternal grandfather who was a Kohen, and therefore the monetary problem is not present. But feel of a Truma grown up. But this is even the Truma of his own granary. Is it? Right? Meaning, you can solve the problem of benefit, but there's still the monetary problem, right? So if you inherited it, fine, you've solved the monetary problem. But what about the stuff in your Goren? So is that allowed as well? And you can ask the same thing in the Beit Midrash case, and the like, so Amar Lei, Man Yerenach Matoch Gorno, who could possibly say that it's Mutter there? It's not his. So Rabbi Yonah follows Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's open to the possibility that it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zero says it's not. So man, Rabbi Truma Shanafalo Beit Avi Imo Kohen, the one who says that this is limited to the case where you inherited it from your maternal grandfather, Nicha. So I understand that you solve the monetary problem. But Mechelko, it's his. But the man, the Amar, Rabbi Truma Garno, but the ones who can say it even from the one that's from your granary that you have to give to a Kohen, Belochen, in a Tzarlischia, even with the Yisr of Hana'a, but don't you have to give it to the Kohen? So maybe he's Mizaket to him, and therefore it is his. And then he can light it. Now, how would that be the case? But so again, you would use Zach and Shalom Bafanav. Now, so how would you do that? So presumably you'd have to do it to a Kohen who agrees to allow it to be used by this daughter, who's the Eshet, the Kohen. And presumably the reason to reject this is because they hold that the Chiyuv Netina LeKohen is mamash, a Chiyuv of Netina LeKohen. Okay, maybe let's stop here before we launch into the next breakdown.